It's like we're looking at the nostrils of hell. They go hundreds of feet down to the coal seams that are burning. Sometimes you can see smoke coming out. Don't try the Kelly Grade in a rainstorm. When this steep stretch of the Smoky Mountain Road is wet, it changes to impassable mud. Stay in granny gear, keep a tight grip on the wheel, and hope nobody's coming the other way. There's no guardrail, and that cliff edge next to your tires drops hundreds of feet straight down. The shale gives way to sandstone as the road levels out on the top of the Kaparowitz Plateau.
Dangle your legs over the edge and soak in the view. The glistening waters of Lake Powell to the south, the blue shoulder of Navajo Mountain to the east. You've just climbed 1,000 feet up most of the grand staircase. The brown, white, vermilion, gray, and pink cliffs that showcase geology's Mesozoic era. The cliffs at your feet have been carved into a fretwork of canyons on the plateau's southern flank. Dark bands of coal are interlaced among these colorful rocks. Round a bend in the odor of creosote stings your nostrils. Ghosts of gray smoke swirl like genies from a hole in the ground. That's coal you smell, burning underground. Lightning or maybe spontaneous combustion spark the fires. They've been smoldering for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. As these coal seams burn to ash, the ground collapses and wicked cracks propagate toward the surface. The surrounding soil is baked to brick-red clinkers. The black smudge around the vents unmistakably announces the presence of carbon.
The coal was deposited 90 million years ago near the end of the Mesozoic, in Cretaceous time when coal fields were accumulating around the Colorado Plateau. Utah was beachfront property then, sitting alongside an interior seaway. It was subtropical, rainy and warm like a mangrove swamp today. Plants growing in soggy bogs along the coast died and decayed in incredible quantities, collecting as peat. Over time, thousands of feet of sediments piled on top and the peat was pressed into coal. This was an auspicious moment in Earth's history. Flowering plants had recently arrived on the scene, elbowing aside conifers and ferns. All went into the muck that would become the coal of the Kaparowitz Plateau.
Early Mormon settlers from Escalant, Utah, used pick and shovel to mine the BTU-laden rock. It was slow, hard work, and they took out just enough to heat their homes and backhouses. Starting in the 1960s, more than 1,000 test holes were drilled as large energy companies explored the reserves. There's still a lot of coal in the Kaparowitz, 62 billion tons by the U.S. Geological Survey's estimate. There were plans for a huge underground mine and a 5,000-megawatt power plant, but those ambitions were shelved when the Kaparowitz became part of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in 1996.
The Kaparowitz coal reminds us of a time when flowers first took over the world. And now, if ever burned, that coal would add immeasurable heat to an already warming atmosphere. I'm Michael Collier.
And I'm Rose Houck for KNAU, Arizona Public Radio.